Well, we're getting very close to our culmination of our 33-day preparation of our consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is day 29. For those of you that have been preparing, we'll be making the consecration this Sunday over at the Parish Center in between the 8:30 Mass and the 10 o'clock Mass. So we should gather about 9:30 or 9:35 after the 8:30 Mass is over. We'll gather in the main parish center in the church area, and we will make our consecration together. Then after your consecration, you can sign it and date it. And if perhaps you want to bring a rose or a flower, we'll gather those and place those in a vase in honor of our Blessed Mother. St. Louis de Montfort recommends that you make the consecration after having received Holy Communion. So if you go to 8:30 Mass and you'll just have received Jesus, and then you make your consecration to Jesus through Mary. De Montfort also recommends trying to go to confession between now and then, if possible. If you've gone in the last week or two, that is sufficient as well. De Montfort also suggests, if possible, to either perhaps write out the consecration, or you can use the one in the book and you can sign this one. Some people will type it out and then will sign it on Sunday. Or De Montfort has recommended handwriting it, because again, it's a personal covenant between you and the Lord and the Blessed Mother. And so when a person types it or writes it, it becomes very personal and very much you get to understand and take into heart all the things that we are saying in this consecration. The consecration, of course, is addressed to Jesus, the eternal and incarnate wisdom. And in this consecration, we're reminded that Jesus did become a slave out of love for us, to free us from the slavery of the devil. And then in this consecration, we renew our baptismal vows and promises. We say I, and then we say our name individually. An unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today through you my baptismal promises. So again, this is a renewal of our baptismal vows. We renounce forever Satan, his empty promises, his evil designs. We give ourselves completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry our crosses after him for the rest of our life, and to be more faithful to him than we have been before. So again, we give ourselves entirely to Jesus and offer to carry our crosses each day. And then it says, in this day, with the whole court of heaven as witnesses, with all the angels and the saints as witnesses, I choose you, Mary, as my mother and queen. See, we are Mary's children and her soldiers, and because of that, she is our mother and our queen. It says, we surrender and consecrate ourselves to you, Mary, our body and soul as your slave, all that I possess, both spiritual and material, even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and to come. This would be prayers, indulgences, good works, everything is given to Our Lady. I give you the full right to dispose of me and all that belongs to me without any reservations, in whatever way you please, for the greater glory of God in time and in eternity. So you give everything to Our Lady. And then it says, then present me to your dear son. So we go to Jesus, but through Mary. It says, oh, admirable mother, present me to your dear son as his slave, now and forever, so that he who redeemed me through you will now receive me through you. So this is what we're doing then on this consecration. Again, giving everything to Jesus through Mary, body, mind, soul, past, present, and future. And so when we make this consecration, again, that is the act of consecration, but there's more to it. You then have to try to live in union with Jesus and Mary. What does it mean to try to live in union? It means try to, you know, think with Mary's mind, speak with Mary's lips, love with Mary's heart, so that we can become more and more transformed into the image and likeness of Christ, which is the purpose of life. And then lastly, De Montfort says, try to live in dependence upon Jesus and Mary. And independence and total trust and confidence. And as one priest said, after you make this consecration, You're not allowed to worry about anything. Isn't that good news, right? You see, worry plagues a lot of people, right? Worry is like cancer. It's anxiety is very stressful. So once you make this consecration, you belong entirely to Jesus through Mary. And so you're forbidden to worry. You can still pray. You can still be concerned about certain things, but you can't worry about them. You have to instead place them in God's hands, in Jesus' hands, in the Blessed Mother's hands. So yes, you can still continue to pray, but don't be anxious and worried about anything. So that's what we'll be doing this Sunday. So again, continue to read and study this, and then perhaps write it out, type it out, or you can even just read it from the book, and then after the consecration you can sign it. And if you have a rose or flower to present, you can do that as well. And then on Sunday I'll give you the blessing with the relic of St. Louis Marie de Montfort.